I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yun, we are Hello. Live. What's up, what's
Patingin
up?
Patingin nga ng comments natin.
Dami, dami.
Dami, oh. Grabe. Ang bilis ng internet. PLDT ba tong gamit natin? Sobrang bilis. Di namin ma... Parang tapos na yung show kagad. Sobrang bilis, oh.
Oh, masanali, magko-comment ako. No, we're here with Camille and Diego from Motostrada. What's up, Camille?
Hello.
Hello. Mga sir.
Lapit mo. Ganun.
Lapit ko. Hello.
Yeah!
Kasi ako sanay sa mic eh.
Si Buck sanay na sanay sa mic.
Tuturuan kita bro.
Alright. Yon. Hey, what's up, Joy?
No, that's J. Michael Prado. Tanda. My idol, Diego.
Ay, kaya na magbasa. Hindi ko mabasa eh.
Kaya nga ako nandito.
Motley Brothers yan. Hello, Motley Brothers.
Pasukat na kayo ng mga mata nyo.
Hello, J. Chef yan, chef.
Chef J. Ano mga balita bago tayo ano before we go into
Nako,
the show.
Mainit init pa.
Alin 'yan?
Kaka-break lang.
Nang ano?
Break in?
Break
ano? Break down?
Hindi pare.
Break
bukas
up?
Wala daw pasok dahil nag-break na si ano, si Katniel.
Ha? Sino 'yon?
Hindi ko rin alam eh. Pero ano, trending eh. 'Di ba? 'Yun. Yun.
No, what's up this week?
Seryoso.
Yeah.
Ang daming event this weekend eh. Simulan natin yung, syempre, yung
CF Moto launch.
CF Moto will launch the new 450 CLC.
Yes.
Yun yung tomorrow. Cruiser na ano no, derived from the 450 NG engine.
Yes.
Pero
yes.
Ba't dinner yun yung launch?
Open ba? Is it open to the public or
yes,
is
it's open to the public. So it's a public event. It's going to be at the Imprint Customs HQ. So we're going to be launching it at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we hope everyone can come visit, take a first look at the 450 CLC. It's the first cruiser in the CF Moto lineup and we think it's going to be a really good model, especially here in the Philippines. I think a lot of female riders will want to check it out. It's very friendly. Seat height is around 690. So,
wow,
super ganda niya.
Para sa mga maliliit.
Ganda ng ano.
Yes.
Ganda ng resonance ng boses ni Camille.
Wow.
Parang pwedeng pang-apat na host to sa ato.
Taga-kapitolo lang
so, po. Actually, it's an interesting market. Because I think the Honda has a large share of the first big bike for women market because of the Rebel.
Rebel.
I mean, nagkaroon pa ng ano, Bells, di ba?
Pero nakausap ko yung ano, it's not derived from that. Ano naman, eh. So, yeah. Yun lang, just ano. If you're listening right now,
no, but yeah, that's a great
sabi nila.
Sabi nila, pero marami sila may Honda.
Ah, ganun ba?
But no, I mean that's a great niche to be in, no?
Yeah.
To be the first bike for people with shorter inseams. Not Maki. Si Maki, kayang-kaya niya
yung 5'6".
Si Maki.
Kaya pala nagyayaya si Pong doon.
Gusto, excited na
gusto niya makita kung kasya sa kanya.
Si Gino, pupunta ba sa launch bukas?
Punta si Gino.
Okay, ang 5'6", mat ano yung average?
Average.
We'll go into that later. What else, Matty? What else is happening?
Oh, meron pang ano, balita ko, Yamaha will launch the new Yamaha Gravis. This weekend.
This weekend na?
Oo. this weekend. So, may bago na namang scooter na lalabas. Tingnan natin. Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko alam.
Yung ba yung pang-camping-camping?
Hindi yun. Hindi yun yung kalaban ng Hunter Cub.
Hindi yun.
Iba yun. I would be more excited when that comes out.
Tapos, merong may event yung the breakfast ride community sa Baguio.
Support our troops. Yun. That's gonna be a massive event. Ang daming clubs joining. Boss is going.
Lahat. Parang lahat.
Widows. Ano yung Widow Sons? Basta ang daming riders are gonna be going up to Baguio.
Ang dami. Ang dami naka-register. Parang nag-allocate sila ng 1,500 slots for that event.
Off-road ready na scooter.
Yun, oo. Pero, meron Raymond. Pero, before we talk about off-road readiness, we should talk about financial readiness.
Max.
Which is why I always use may card, may number ba
din?
Walang number.
Daming card.
Yun.
Baliktad.
Hindi. Itong side, Go Time Bank. Okay. Yan.
Kita yeah, oo. Oh,
Lahat mo sa patingin. Walang number. Ayan. Huwag mo yung makinilikod, ha? GoTime Bank. Yan ang ano. Bank of Tunay na Rider. Because it can, you can create sub-accounts to, for, you know, yung milestones that you're saving for. Ako, I have a sub-account for mga
alam ko na yung
mga adventure rides namin.
Alam ko na yung mga sub-account nyo.
Hindi ito yung pang ano. Hindi ito pang Telegram.
May ano din ako, may GoTime Bank. Ginagawa ko yan to save money.
I have a sub-account just for my next trip next year, which is my Himalayan ride. So it automatically
auto deduct yun.
Yon.
Auto save. It's called auto save. So pag naglagay ka doon ng pera ba? Kunyari, gusto ko ng bagong HJC helmet. Oh, di ba?
Paano ba?
Multi-plug. Pero gagawa ako ng account ngayon for my XP400 fund.
Teka. Puro kayo save. Pero paano ba makakuha niyan?
Paano makakuha yan? Message nyo si Raymond Villanueva.
Umunta lang kayo sa malapit na Robinson's Groceries.
Ang galing naman.
Maraming ano ron. Maraming tutulong sa kanila mag-set up ng account.
You can download the app also. Yon.
It will take 5 minutes of your lifetime.
May mga kiosk eh. Makukuha mo agad yung card mo. Pag in-input mo yung...
May bayad ba yung card?
Wala.
Wala!
Pare, malapit na kasi yung Christmas episode natin.
Oh. All right. So moving along. Okay, we've got support our troops.
Hey, Clyde.
If you want... Oh, yan. And is that Moto Clyde? No.
Hindi, sige na yan. Kaibigan natin from Davao City.
Yun. Si Maki, rockstar sa Mindanao yan eh. Siya yung ano, Sugar Ray impersonator.
Sige, tuloy.
We've got the Support Our Troops. And if you guys want to find out more and if you want to join, go to the Breakfast Ride page. And then, Moto Clyde has an event this weekend as well, no?
Ano meron?
Sandali, hanapin ko yung kodigo.
Oo. Tapos, yung Christmas party, BMW.
December?
Ah, 10. December 10
December
yun, diba?
December 10.
Oo.
Andun daw tayo eh.
Oo nga.
Oh, may, sakto, may GS ako. Hindi nga lang umaandar.
So, dapat gagawa ka ng sub-account sa GoTime mo for your GS BMW repairs.
Hindi, warranty daw yun eh. O, backjob daw yun eh.
I'm patiently waiting.
Ah, December 2, Clark Air Base, Pampanga. It's another one of those competitions, no? That yung slow ride. Oh, yung parang ninja.
Gymkhana.
Gymkhana. They've got the solo category, adventure bike, 500cc and above, big bike, 400cc and above, and wow, group of four riders.
Sali ko dapat yung 50cc ko, kaso walang category ng 50cc.
Oo nga. E-bike, dapat may e-bike category.
Oo.
Si Josh, oh, Maki. Hey, Josh.
Oh,
belated
yun,
happy birthday.
Mwa.
Yun Josh, yung mga mwa. Club Makinas. Skull na t-shirt. Binigyan ako niyan eh.
Uy.
Oo nga, wala pa.
Ah, wala pa. Kailangan natin dumaan doon sa
bukas,
Club Makina.
Bukas, pag wala ang t-shirt.
Ako kaya di ako dumadaan doon kasi nabigyan na ako eh.
Bukas, pag wala pa rin ako noon.
Tara, punta tayo bukas.
Josh, nandun ka bukas sa...
Oo nga.
Sa launch.
Sa launch, right?
Imprint.
Sa Imprint Customs.
Diba Imprint yung gumagawa ng t-shirt nila? Nakita ko yung tag eh, Imprint Customs eh.
Sagutin mo, Josh. Si Imprint ba daw ang gumagawa?
So doon na natin kukunin yung extra t-shirts.
Pagawa na.
O yan, may isa pa oh. Motley brother din yan. Si
Marcelino
Chino.
Enriquez.
Hello, Chino.
Alright, what's happening? Ano? What else? That's it, no?
Anniversary ng...
Oh, yeah.
Tourism Promotions Board.
Yeah, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. Their anniversary is on December 9. I'm going to be talking about Philippine Motorcycle Tourism and content creation.
Yun.
Dami
so, simulan na natin yung episode.
Oh, umpisa na natin.
Oh, baka umalis bigla to sa kami.
Oo nga eh.
Puro kayo events.
De, ako may yung events simulan natin sa ano, di ba? Yung ang... May balita ako dati eh. Dream Bikes is one of those institution who started selling motorcycles, parts, and accessories.
Ano ba yung Dream Bikes?
Sa Caloocan.
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth pa yun dati. Oh, tamo.
Oh.
Maliit pa Commonwealth nun.
Naalala ko yung logo nila. It's like, it was like a three-story building.
Yeah.
And it was like the only big building there. And then yung logo niya parang Harley.
Yes.
Oo.
Tama.
Wala akong pera nun, so never ako pumasok. Mukhang pang social yun eh.
Yung nabalitaan ko. It's one of those. Nagsimula.
Tapos, oh.
Tapos.
Pioneer siya. Pioneer ng mga European ending nga. Diba?
Ito, mga nabalitaan ko lang kasi dati, hindi pa ako nagmumotor eh. Kinikwento sa akin ng mga mas matatanda sa akin.
Oh,
sila daw yung nagpapasok ng Shark,
ayun.
KTM, di ba? Tsaka ano pa ba?
Nung araw.
Alpine Stars.
No, not Alpine. Dainese.
Dainese. Wow.
Yes. So, yung lahat ng mga brands na meron tayo ngayon, dun walang
nag-umpisa doon. Yes. No?
That's the only place you can get it.
Mm-mm.
That's why hindi ako pumasok doon. Kasi
Budol?
Wala akong pera noon, wala akong pambili noon. Hanggang ano, Joe Rocket lang ako.
Tapos paano na-stop siya for a time, di ba?
Yes, kasi nag-migrate kami.
Nag-migrate
kami. Yes, but we came back. Nandito kami ngayon eh.
Oh.
Malamang.
De, parang ano eh, yung sobrang tagal nung transition na yun from sobrang sikat na store sa Caloocan. Biglang nawala.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently went back, boom, biglang dami ulit na brands,
out
no?
Of nowhere.
Oo.
Na dominate, grabe.
Biglang ano, biglang talagang ano, sibol, no?
Mm-mm.
So how did you get those brands when you came back?
Well, technically, at that time, yung kuya ko, yung kuya Mike ko talaga yung kasama ni dad and restarting the business. So, sayang, wala siya. He gonna join us tonight.
Hi, Kuya Mike!
Yun. But how we got it back, I'm not entirely sure. Pero alam mo si dad kasi ever since, sobrang passion niya talaga is motorcycles. As in, we grew up around them. There's never been a time na sa bahay walang motor. So, alam mo yung, it's one of those things na after my grandfather passed away, since siya din kasi yung panganay, so as the new head of the family, he really wanted to get back into something that he's very passionate about. He knows everything about, I mean, not everything, pero alam mo yung he's, kahit yung mga bago na mga motor, talagang yun is research niya. As in, pag-uwi ko, makita mo, nasa YouTube lang siya. He's watching everything. Kasi kahit mga vlogs, kahit yung mga iba-ibang mga vloggers. Mas madaming alam nga na vloggers si daddy kaysa sa amin eh. As in, pinapanood niya talaga. So,
Gen Z yung tatay niya, bro.
Oo, grabe. Yung YouTube niya na history, kung makita mo, iba-iba talaga.
Tsaka alam ko, fan siya ng Moto Chismis eh, di ba?
Oo, fan siya ng Moto Chismis. Sila lang mami ko. As in, sabihin nila, may Moto Chismis kami, nakita namin sa Facebook. Kasi nauna pa sila minsan. As in, so, ganun talaga. So, really, our lives, the office, at home, it really revolves around motorcycles. So, I think just that alone, it's like a testament of how well-vested we are in this industry. Uh-huh. And, alam mo yung, hindi yun mawawala sa amin. No,
and that really comes out in the brand selection.
Yes.
Right? I think CF Moto is my favorite China origin motorcycle brand because they're so forward looking, they're so modern. They partnered with KTM. Mm-hmm. I mean, the technology they are light years ahead of any other brand from the region. No, and then you've got MV Agusta, right? Which is on the other end of that. That's art.
Yeah,
it's not a motorcycle, like, bro. It's
dulo, an art. Dulo, you know?
Oh, and in the middle, you've got Peugeot.
Yes.
Right? You have a bike for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a rich guy like Gino Rufino or sir, Raymond Villanueva
or Cesar Villanueva
or Cesar Villanueva, then you can do, you've got the four wheel, like yung parang kay Sid, right? Yes. What are those called again? Yung
the ATVs.
Yeah. ATVs.
Yeah. Kompleto, no?
Kompleto.
May Ziho pa.
Oh, the e-scooters pa meron.
Grabe.
Oy. Ang sarap pa ng kape sa showroom.
Oy, Raymond, you want to see a moto? Madali lang yan. Pick the model, we'll have it sent over to you. Kami nang bahala.
Oh. So, sakto papunta akong LU.
No. Oh, if you want an LU dealer or if you want somebody to supply yung mga, Raymond's got a beautiful place in LU. If you just want a place to hang out and ride to, Raymond's got a beautiful place in it. Yeah. Okay. We will connect you.
Nanilista ka na ni Diego, Raymond.
Tatandaan
ka niyan. Okay.
Bisitahin muna natin sa LU, no?
Oh, ganda ng bahay niya doon.
Yeah. Oh, yun. Deliver na to LU.
So, yun. Alam mo, kawento ko sa inyo, paano na-meet si Sir Boy? Kasi, ahente ako before eh. I'm selling a lot of stuff. Helmet, motor. So, tapos sabi ng boss ko, punta ka sa Caloocan. May ano doon, may bagong tindahan doon. Benta mo yung aray. So, meet ko Sir Boy, sabi niya. Tinitigan. Magkano ba to? Parang, alam mo yung parang inaano, sinusukat ako. Parang, alam niya talaga yung sagot eh. Pero gusto niya lang akong hulihin. Sure.
Alam mo ba yung produkto mo?
Siyempre, alam niya. I mean, if you're a passionate rider, alam mo yung brand na yan.
I mean,
eh.
Bago ako sa industry. I've been here for less than a decade. Ba? Kasi Sir Boy, matagal na yan. So parang hindi ko pa siya kilala that time. Diba? So, ganun ko siya na-meet na parang he's very, alam niya yung industry. All, kailangan niya lang talaga ng update on what's happening. Diba? Ano may magbago, diba? So,
mapampon ka na!
Sobra, nakakatawa talaga yung encounter namin. Parang, magkano ba margin yan? Tapos parang titignan ako sumatang na. Alam niya talaga yung sagot pero hinuhuli lang ako. Diba? So, CF Moto and then how did you get MV Agusta sa Motostrada?
Well, kami naman din yung first. So, dati, Dream Bikes. MV Agusta is one of the original brands that it carries. Ah, so, okay. Si dad din yung first na nag-training sa Varese. So, It was one of our original brands. Uh-huh. And I know that when we got the brand back, kasi, di ba, MV Agusta, it's after us, medyo nagka mga problems. So, we were able to get it back when the principal found out that we were the original distributors back in the 1990s. So,
oh,
parang,
wow.
Yeah.
May ano na
maraming
siya.
Maraming ano. Hindi pa ako like, ano, ah. Oh, meron pang ano trivia na yung mga nakikita nyo na mga F4 nung araw, pretty sure na sa dream bikes nang galing yun. So, I know some people na used to own the F4s sa originally bought from Dream Bikes.
Yes.
Wala na bang Dream Bikes OG. Ngayon? Wala na.
Wala. Kasi parang may nakikita ako sa ano, Aurora.
Pare, ano yan? Dream Boys.
Ah, Dream Boys.
Yung tambayan natin sa Aurora. And hindi na siya Dream Boys, pare. Ano na? Rebrand na siya, Boyzone.
Boyzone.
Ba't yung alam?
Boyzone by
madalas,
Dream Boys.
Madalas si Bakda.
Hindi kami kumikita sa tunay na rider. Kailangan namin rumakit side para line. Respect naman.
One of the oldest ano yan, profession.
Oh.
Dream Boys.
Dream Boys.
Dream Boys influencer.
Eh, yung 690. Tama yung 690.
Ah, sa Roses.
790 ba yan o 690? Ah, 690.
Alright.
690 Club.
So
yun yun.
How did, I mean, was like the same people running it? Like, I mean, naalala ba nila?
We do have some of our original staff from back then.
Whoa!
So,
wow.
Nakakatuwa din because...
Kasi edad din ni Aris yun.
Hindi naman.
No comment.
Hindi naman. Si Dennis bata pa yan.
Ayan, so we have some of our original staff. Even sa mga spare parts namin, so yung mga nag-handle din ng... yung nagka-quality control then quality check ng mga bikes before it's released.
Kasi nga.
Mga staff namin from even back then. So, nakakatuwa when these people, when they found out that we're starting this again, we want to get back into the motorcycle business. Yung iba dun, as in, they went back talaga to working for Siladad. So, we even have someone, parang 1993 pa siya nandun na staff. Si Buddy.
Oo, oh, si Buddy.
Lahat ng mga CF Moto na nakalabas, dumaan kay Buddy.
Siya yung pinakamatagal na doon. Oh, si Buddy.
Awesome.
Yun, ilang taon? So, since nung...
Hindi pa ako taon.
Wala. 90s eh. 90s.
Grabe.
Oh, ilang taon tayo? Teenager pa lang tayo.
Mm-mm.
Ikaw ba? Ako. 90s. So... Bisikleta pala sinasakyan.
Nalaglag mo sila eh.
Ako, diba, Justin Bieber era na ako.
And then, the recent addition is Peugeot.
Peugeot,
what
yeah.
made you decide to bring in Peugeot? That came out of nowhere also. Well, na parang...
Kami din, it's like, they're the same
oh,
as
from the start.
Kami din yung nag-bring in ng Peugeot back in the 1990s.
Sila
but
rin yan.
Peugeot, similar to you, took a break. No? Or
yes.
did they continue? They didn't continue to make motorcycles. They focused on cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then they only recently kind of went back into the motorcycle space. Tama
well,
ba?
See, cars and motorcycles, different.
Are different,
sila.
Oh.
Ah!
Pero yung Django, the scooter, ano yun ah? Medyo early on, meron na rin yun. Dito lang sa Philippines, yung in-introduce, I think, 2 years ago or 1 year ago.
Mm-mm.
Yung Django na 150 kasi meron pang mga mas maliliit. May mga
yes.
125, may mga...
Oh, back then.
Oh, back then. Yung Django, ah. Yan. Yan yung parang sikat sila eh sa Europe. Sa, siyempre
yes.
sa France, di ba? Yan. Pero dito sa Pilipinas, yun nga, dahil sa Motostrada, masok ulit dito.
Yan. So, I'm a big fan of Django Reinhardt and his guitar playing. That guy is incredible. So every time I hear the word Django, parang it really takes me to that kind of, you know, classic. Kind of, it's iba talaga yung guitar style niya eh.
Yeah.
Ako meron ng question. Curious lang ako. Are there any motorcycle or apparel brands na gusto niyo sanang kunin dati pero iba'y nakakuha? O meron ba kayong inaay na brands before na alam mo yun dati wala pang Triumph, mga, 'di ba? May mga meron ba kayong mga tinay kunin dati and hindi niyo nakuha?
Curious ba tawag doon? Chismoso tawag.
Hindi, kasi 'di ba? I mean, they're geared up. I mean, I know when they came back they're geared
Years.
Up to start to start another business. Oh. And
brands, ano daw, motorcycle brand or
lahat.
Gears.
Kasi dati, ang dami, yung apparel, Shark, everything mm-hmm. else was there. Kaya lang, di ba?
That, I'm not sure. So, that lang mga kasagot nun.
Sabi ko na nga.
So, dapat i-guess.
Ganyan kasi sumagot si Camille.
Inuutusan
lang
kami.
John, please help us get Sir Boy in the show para
oh.
Wala mas maganda kay Sir Boy manggaling lahat, no?
Actually, maganda Gino, you've got a great idea. How awesome would it be to do a custom
Django
na Django Fett na parang Star Wars. Ganda nun.
Maganda nga.
Abot ba ni Gino yung
Let's
Django?
See. Gino, abot ba daw yung Django?
Alam mo, Buck, you've been hanging out with Mark Song too much.
Kasi pwede rin.
Lumalabas yung pagkabully mo, Buck.
Pwede rin maging Django Rufino eh.
Django Jante ah.
Diba? Special edition Django Rufino.
Papio daw. Maganda yung Papio ah.
Oh, parang big bike yun.
Abot daw niya yung Papio.
Viral yun.
Yung
dapat,
XO.
Dapat bigyan niyo ako nun. Then, sinare namin yung Papio.
Ubus na yun.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, naubus niyo kagad?
Ganda eh. Yung XO. XO, ganda.
Ubus yung XO.
Diba? So,
kailan ang ano, next na parating?
I think next year.
Next year.
So,
na.
Pwede
January.
Na mag-reserve. Alam ko yung mga nag-reserve na. Kasi hindi siya umabot sa first batch.
Ako may isa pa akong tanong. Diba, yung 450NK, bakit Pilipinas, sa Pilipinas ni-launch globally yung ano, yung bike na yun? Bakit hindi sa ibang bansa?
Well, parang yung strategy ngayon ni CF Moto, if you look at their page closely, yung mga bagong models nila this year, actually ang dami nilang re-release this year. So if you remember at the start of the year nung Makina, nag-launch kami ng 800NK, the official launch of that was done in Paris. I'm not sure if in Paris, but in France. Tapos, we had the 450SR last year, and then this year, the Papio XO was launched in Malaysia. So, si CF Moto, talagang tinitingnan nila kung saan yung mga markets na malakas, yung ideal, pinaka-ideal country to launch it in. So, for the Philippines, they decided that they will launch the 450NK here just because the Philippines has one of, if not the most number of imports for the 400NK.
Wow! So, congrats!
400NK sa kahit anong distributor ni
naked
CF
market.
Naked, mahilig tayo sa naked.
Middleweight naked market. Diba?
See, Kenorio has a good question, actually. Anong ginawa ni CF Moto para makawala na stigma ng China brands? I think that's... Because your first reaction, right, when you hear, and they're proudly Chinese, right?
Yeah.
They're proudly Chinese, is, you know, the quality issues and all. But it took me, you need to kind of not judge a book by its cover and look at the technology and the culture and the philosophy behind the company, mm-hmm. right? And that's how... It for me, I don't think of it as a Chinese brand. I think of it as a global brand. But not everybody has that perspective, right? Yes. What have you done and what are they doing globally to kind of separate from the pack?
Well, yeah. I mean, kahit kami, nung nag-start kami in 2018 when we brought in CF Moto, it's vastly different from how it is today. So, yun nga. It's like a testament also sa investment nila sa mga R&D, sa design. Yeah. Tsaka yung maganda sa CF Moto kasi is they're proud that they're Chinese. And what they say is they are made in China but they're designed and engineered in Europe. Which is true because its R&D and distribution center is in Italy. Kaya din malakas din sila sa European market in the US. So, I feel like, yes, may mga iba pa rin na nagsasabi na gawa China naman yan. Pero sa totoo lang, lahat naman ang gamit din ginawa na sa China.
iPhone. Diba? Oh.
Sino yan? Sino yan? Screenshot mo, padala mo sa amin.
There's good China and there's not good China products. It depends on the requirement ng company, di ba? Kung Indian, good Indian. Okay lang China basta okay after sales. Do you agree?
Yo!
Ano, Jex, do you agree?
Oh, I agree, of course. Siyempre, Motostrada strives very hard, di ba?
Hindi, naalala ko yung kwento ni si Dennis eh. Si Dennis Glinoga sa kinuwento sa akin. May sinundo siya na nasiraan kahit madaling araw. Ganon sila ka, ano, ganon sila ka dedicated sa ano, after sales.
Hmm. Yeah, and sabi ni Gino, the leap of CF Moto in the past 3 years is insane.
Oo, nakita ni Gino yan lahat.
Oo, kasi dati, dati si Gino, hindi pinapadala sa Turkey.
Nung pinadala na siya, sinabi niya na, the leap of CF Moto.
Well, muntik na nga hindi yan pakawalan sa China eh.
Na-hold.
I-hold na nga dapat yan eh.
Change topic na si Gino. Ano yung tanong niya?
Bilis mag-flood eh. Flood natin baka maano.
When is the MTX coming out? Yan. Yan ang tanong niya.
Well, right now, it's a concept bike. But knowing CF, a concept bike can be 1 to 2 years lang.
2 years? One.
Mabilis lang. Mabilis lang si CF mag-develop.
1 year lang siguro.
Di ko alam. Di ko nakita yung factory.
Masama loob.
Masama loob, ha?
Congratulations, Mackie, on hitting 30,000 followers. Yan.
20 lang.
20,000 lang. Ay, yuck.
Mahina, hindi ako. Wala.
Hindi ka influencer.
Oo, ayaw daw. Hindi daw papadala sa Sepang kasi konti lang daw. Hindi ko sasabihin ko sino.
Sabihin ko.
Yan ba yung dati yung parang Ducati, ano?
Eh, basta. Kapuntaan mo.
Hi, Red Enzo.
Followers mo, hindi kita papadala sa Sepang. De, anyway, sabi ni Mel, ako nga, hindi
ang bilis ni Maki mag-change dyan, no?
Para si Gino rin, mabilis mo gano'n change topic.
Bilis, ano? Ganun talaga mga influencer, ang galing.
Na may nabasa sa pa-comment si Baba mo nga.
Next.
May question kanina eh. Hindi ko nakita. Saan ba yan?
Ang daming nagtatanong.
Ang daming nalang sa phone mo.
Ducati ng China ang CF Moto. Opinion. What does that mean?
I don't know if that's good or bad. Yeah. Diego, you used to work with Ducati, di ba?
No.
Hindi na ba?
Hindi ba? Hindi ba?
Peugeot. Used to.
Used to, right?
Oh. That's why I'm here with Camille. Oh,
you, you used to, ano. So, can you answer that question?
Oh, or, para sa'yo talaga yun.
On the spot, ha?
Oh, ano si Zin? Si Mel, si Zin mo.
Si Mel, yun na. Ano, yan ang Ducati ng China.
Dapat kalimutan na ka namin.
New comments. Click mo yan, new comments.
Okay. Oh, hindi ko masasagot yan kasi I don't know kung ano ang...
Are they both beautifully designed?
MV Agusta is beautifully designed.
Oh,
MV Agusta is ano, when it comes to ano to inga yung beauty and you know.
Hindi naman motor ang MV Agusta eh.
It's an art. It's an installation.
Installation.
Hindi siguro yung ibig lang sabihin ni Coach Mel ano in terms of ano yung how they are really being aggressive when it comes to you know yung nga sa R&D sa making sure na yung products nila is gonna be globally, ano, alam mo na, di ba? Yung available and competitive, di ba? Kasi right now, I feel siguro yung Ducati, ganun yung ginagawa. So, yun siguro yung ibig sabihin ni Coach Mel. Tama ba, Coach Mel?
Sagutin mo.
Di ba?
Mel, sagutin mo.
Kasi ang CF Moto, very aggressive nga eh, di ba?
Then I think, I mean, if I look at the local market, na, you guys spend a lot of time in community building as well.
Yes.
And I think that's a large part of a more mature brand, right? The investment in the community of riders that you have. Speaking of, you know, when you see a bike, you instantly know the kind of rider that it will attract. Right?
Yeah.
The XP400 is very, very different from the Django, which is very, very different from the... But it seems like you guys have a bike for everyone. Ang hirap mag-target ng persona, no?
Mm-hmm.
Do the brands have different... Like, who are the people who will buy an MV Agusta versus a Peugeot versus a CF Moto?
Ikaw, Peugeot.
Ako. Ikaw.
Eh, ako siguro, ako for me, no, siguro for MV Agusta, I feel na, sa tingin ko lang, as ako as a rider, and siyempre, in the future, gusto kong to own an MV Agusta. Parang for me,
yung mga matanda na.
Oo, hindi lang yun. Hindi naman ako hindi. May kasama na rin yun. Na may pera at saka alam mo yun, parang this is it for them. Parang something, why buy yung just one of those bikes na everyone has, di ba? Tapos iraride mo. Kasi minsan, for yung mga MV Agusta owners, they just wanna own something that's really beautiful.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And alam mo yun, kahit ilagay lang nila sa garahe na o sa sala nila and take a look. Take a look at it.
Actually, you know,
while drinking coffee, diba?
You're right. Oh. The way, if I imagine an MV Agusta owner, they have a beautiful house. They park the bike in their living room.
Oh,
right?
Most of them.
And then they're just drinking a freaking espresso and smoking, or like, or smoking a cigar and having whiskey. And just looking at their bike.
And then minsan pag minsan pag sinumpong parang what the heck? We're gonna ride
tayo
isang beses lang.
Takay tayo.
Mala long ride na 'yon, 'di ba?
Mag-Highlands tayo, 'di ba?
Ganun lang 'yon, parang minsan-minsan lang i-ride. So, 'yun lang yung ano nila is owning one.
Iba pa yung
one.
Ano, ha? Iba pa yung naka-display dun sa ginagamit na pang-ride.
Merong ganun. Lalo yung mga limited edition na talagang seekers, na talagang pag merong padating, wala pa dito sa Pilipinas. Bayad na, diba?
Meron bang ano? Kasi meron ako ano eh. Kilala.
Oh.
So yung MV Agusta, ano yung katabi nila sa garahe?
Kung sa kotse,
oh.
It might be a... Hindi ko alam, may Pagani na ba dito? De siguro Lambo or something like
yung
that.
Yung gano'n. So that's the market.
For me, okay, for me. Okay. Oh, yun.
Hindi naka-park sa kalsada yun. Na naka...
Hindi, Diyos ko. Hindi mo nga pwedeng, ayaw mo nga matalsika ng laway.
Okay. So may yaya yung motor. Yung gano'n. Alright.
Hindi, about... ang yaya ng motor, yung may-ari, nagiging yayo yung okay, dahil okay sa motor.
Kukulambuan, di ba?
Kasi hindi mo papahawakan sa yaya. Baka mag-excuse.
May kilala ko isang ano... may-ari ng motor. Naka-box, ayaw pabuksan.
Wow.
Oo, kilala rin namin yan.
Sa totoo?
Meron na pangalan. Huwag mo naman ibukin.
Sa totoo?
Seryoso? Meron pang isa.
Talagang,
pero medyo hindi pa siya, medyo hindi na niya ata matiis eh, di ba? Malapit na. Alam mo kung sino ka.
Baka sa Christmas niya babalatan, no?
Nagdadahilan, baka daw pwede na...
Para magamit.
Oh, hindi naman. Oh, sayang daw eh, baka ano.
Bibili na lang daw ng isa pa ng panggamit.
Ayun nga.
Hindi, maganda talaga. Alam mo, lalo na yung ano, ako, super veloce. Grabe talaga yung ano.
Ikaw, alam mo, naalala ko eh, history, di ba? Nakita kita, nasa, dun pa ako sa isang brand. Tapos may event yun. Nakita ko, naka ano to eh, naka dragster ata dala mo. Sabi ko, pogi oh, nung motor.
Ah, oo, sa BGC.
Nung motor, oo. Sabi ko, di ba? May launch ng isang brand. Oo. Dala mo nun, MV.
Dala ko
diba?
Yung MV. Tinapi ko dun sa hilera ng mga yun.
Nag-iisa siyang MV.
Pare.
Nag-iisa siya.
Yung may-ari nung kumpanya. That's a nice bike.
Sana all. Buti kasi Maki, no? Tara na tayo.
Makapal mukha ako eh. Pag may mga bike meet, ako ay may iba.
Alala ko yan eh.
Oy, maganda talaga.
Pangalawang ano na, si Coach Mel at saka si Gino nagtatanong kung may raffle. Maghintay kayo, malapit na yung Christmas episode namin.
Oo, oh, magsawa kayo.
Oo. Oh.
Lahat kayo, mabibigyan.
Ng kiss, galing kay Buck.
O, oh, de, yung Christmas episode natin, saan natin gagawin?
So walang bayad.
Okay, next, moving along. All right, Peugeot naman.
Mm.
Sino yung bumibili ng mga Peugeot? And you have varied Peugeots, right? I tried the Metropolis.
Yeah.
You have the Django, you have XP. The XP400. And those are very, very different bikes. But I guess, you know, it's kind of the similar market looking at them.
Correct. Mm-hmm. For ako naman, tingin ko na, kunyari for the Django. For me, parang same ano din eh, same thinking din of yung mga MV Agusta owners. They want something different. Kasi, di ba, we all know kung ano yung nasa kalsada ngayon ng mga scooter, di ba? Ang dami, isang katuta. So, why not try this, ano, try this new, it's not a new brand, a new, ano, diba, new scooter na sa paningin.
Something
so,
different.
Oh, something different na, alam mo, you, ano eh, you'll be surprised na once you get to use it, masusurprise ka na, okay pala ha, okay pala.
So, oh, hindi ko man na-try eh. Back na-try.
Never the Django. Yung Django, ayaw naman ni Back nung Django eh.
De, dapat dalawa nga kami nun eh.
De, tsaka yung Django in itself, yung as a stock scooter, parang wala ka nang ano eh, kailangan gawin. That's it. Once you buy it, wala kang dapat gawin. Just ride it, enjoy
di
it.
Di natin alam yan.
Oh.
Di natin ako alam experience.
Ko yan. Ako na-try, na-try ako ko na. Na-try ko. Pumunta ako sa launch.
Alam ko na yung ano.
Ako na-try ko na.
Naalala ko na.
Buti pa si ano. Buti pa si Maki, no?
De,
influencer ako.
Sagot sa atin, na kay Brando kasi yung unit eh.
Oo. Oh.
Sino sumagot nun?
So, masikat naman kasi talaga si Brando sa atin.
Tapos yung ano naman, yung gusto mo na bike, yung XP400. Again, ayan, iba naman yan. Totally different from the Django. Kasi yung XP400 is, ang ano niyan is more on, yung kanina may nagtanong, di ba? Parang scooter na pang off-road. Pero yan, hindi naman yung masyadong hardcore off-road, hindi pang payback, di ba? Kasi pag ni-ride ni Back yun, dinala niya doon sa ano, just ko baka.
No, fast trail lang, gano'n.
Oo, fast trail, ganyan. Pero, yun yung ano niya, yun yung
ay,
difference.
Ay, hindi pang off-road.
Hindi, meron ano siya, off-road oriented siya, pero hindi yung talagang hardcore na i...
Ano hindi pang general na car, Metropolis.
Yun.
Metropolis,
so, may tanong ako mamaya sa Metropolis.
Maganda game, yun. Game. Oh, maganda
tuloy
yun.
Mo yung ano.
Oh, so, yun yung XP400. So, yung mga bumili noon, so, for your information, yung first batch namin na nilabas, already sold out in just 1 month. So,
sila, Vince at sila, Ali, natuloy ba yung order nila? No comment, eh?
Ha? Eh baka sa next batch sila.
Ah, naubos na.
They sold out,
sa next
diba?
Batch. Oh, sold out. Sold out. Sold out.
Ganon siya kaganda.
Oh, yeah. Nag-turnover kami doon sa lahat ng, most of them na nakapunta sa Pereya. I think 15 owners yung nakapunta.
Ingit na ingit ako sa no, yung mga post ni Joffrey, si Big Sugar D sa Cebu.
Oo, nag-uwi.
Grabe, ang ganda na. Ay, ang ganda ng mga photos niya, pare.
One of the proud
maganda
owners,
maganda yung ano, yung XP400 kasi yun, it's not really yung talagang super powerful na scooter na 400cc. Just enough for you to enjoy highway riding ganyan, so highway legal siya, 'di ba?
And kasi laki ko si Big Sugar. So kayang-kaya.
Oh, kayang-kaya.
Kayang-kaya ako noon. 'Di
maraming bumili na ano, medyo nasa on the bigger ano, bigger.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I said big, 'di ba?
Defensive pala 'to si Diego.
Tall, big, 'di ba? So 'yun, ibig sabihin kaya, pwedeng-pwede. Mm.
Hey, what took you so long? I got lost. Huh? I got lost inside the mind of a genius. What? Can you imagine being at the center of 16 billion Da Vinci paintings through AI? It's like seeing what's inside Da Vinci's mind. The paintings are around you and above you and right through you. Oh, I can't explain it. The whole experience is trippy and wild and seriously amazing. You have to see it for yourself. Check out BGC Immersive Presents Wisdom of Da Vinci, a celebration of art, light, and technology. Get lost inside the mind of a genius.
Use the code TNR150 to get a special discount when booking your tickets at bgcimmersive.com.
Ayan, so, no? Yun yung ano.
Nasa-stress na si Diego sa
atin. Nasa-stress ako.
Oh, teka. Shout out. Trunks, Adarna.
Oh, yan, yun.
Yan. Yan isang owner ng ano, ng XP400 sa Cebu.
Tsaka MV.
Tsaka MV, si Sir Trunks.
Alam mo, Diego, huwag kang ma-stress kasi wala naman nanonood ng show namin.
Oh, puro mga tropa
si
lang.
Si Gino lang.
Huwag niyong pansinin yung mga yan.
Si Mark Song. Hi, Tita Camille.
Hi, Sir Mark.
Si Papi Marco.
Yun, inggit na inggit ako sa mga post ni ano.
Sige, sa Monday, papadala ako sa'yo dito yung ano, yung XP400.
Oh, yun!
Game?
Alright, game.
Dito.
Oh!
Sige, Monday.
Alright.
Hello.
Okay, and that is our show. Thank you.
Yun lang yung goal eh.
no? PJ, paki-ano na, reserve na yung nanonood si ano si Patrick.
Ngayon lang kayo makita ng okay, episode so, na sinwap yung ATV.
So. All right, so we've got the with the Django, the XP400, there's a clear, I mean, and I guess if you look at the personas of who buys these bikes, I think I'm obviously in the Peugeot persona. Right? Because I know all of the Peugeot models. Every time you have a launch, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. It's something different.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I have a Vespa, but if I was going to buy something now, it would be a little offbeat. It would be a little unique, diba? But still have functionality and still kind of stand out. Kasi rider mayabang, diba? So may dapat may konting ano. And I tried the Metropolis, which was awesome for, like, if you're going to do the groceries, you're doing city riding. Yeah. Not so awesome kung sumisingit ka. That's why, from that, I was like, oh, XP400 is the way to go.
Yeah, tama ka dun. XP400, di ba? Yung parang may yabang ng konti, yeah, di ba? Yeah, kasi yeah, when you look at the logo pa lang, di ba? Uy, iba yan, di ba?
At saka nung nilaunch yun sa makina, talagang kagulo. Oo,
pinagkaguloan. Wow. Dapat yun, bawal sakyan eh. Wala na tayong nagawa.
Ganda sa personal.
No, pati ako sumakay eh. Ako, tagtag backline ka pa sa akin. Okay. Now, the you wanted to ask something about the Metropolis, Buck?
Wag na, Buck.
O, sige. De. Kasi diba, general rule, yung mga three-wheeler, hindi required na mag-helmet by law.
Talaga?
Pero, talaga? O, hindi
parang
tricycle? Alam yan.
Tricycle.
Ah.
So,
iba yan.
Iba-iba.
Ano? Kasi ganito yan.
O, yung, sige, game.
Ah, si Maki, naka-three-wheeler eh.
Oh, tri-city.
Before, tri-city.
Hanggang ngayon. Iba yung category ng may sidecar sa double front wheel.
Pati yung three-wheel na ano symmetric. Naalala mo yung mga kinoconvert na
Yan, Volkswagen, yung Can-Am, hindi na, kailangan.
Oo, ginagawang mga Harley-Harley kunwari.
Doon.
Symmetric three-wheeler ang tawag.
Oh, sa Mindanao, ang daming nakagano, no? Yung parang Harley na na malaki.
Yun nga, everything is permissible, pero it's not ideal.
It's not ideal, pero ang tinatanong ko, by law ba, required sila?
No-brainer na yun. Dapat mag-helmet ka every time.
Oo. Kahit hindi required, mag-helmet ka.
Try ko bukas.
Hindi, pero... Huhulihin ka.
Pareho nung Morgan na three-wheeler.
Oo nga.
No, but tama
symmetric
si Mac.
Three-wheeler yun eh.
Okay, even if that's the law.
Oo, di naman natin. But the thing is,
na
huwag sila mag-helmet.
With the Tri-City, with the Metropolis, you still need to balance eh. As opposed to yung mga Harley-Harley or yung Can-Am.
Oo.
Hindi mo pag iniwan mo, hindi siya tutumba. Pag bumaba ka sa Metropolis,
tutumba
yun kung hindi mo linak.
Pag hindi mo in-engage yung gyro.
Kasi kaya ako natanong yan, bakit hindi ganun kabilis ang LTO mag-update ng mga batas?
Pucha, wala nga akong plaka, wala nga akong lisensya. Mag-update pa ng batas? Next?
Stupid
question.
Next question na tayo. Mahirap pagutin yan.
Now, CF Moto naman. And I cannot keep up with...
Sa dami.
And your job must be so freaking hard.
Di mo na nga makausap yun eh. Di na namamansin yan.
Magtatago na nga sa kaperista si Camille.
Alam mo, sa sobrang dami yung launch, parang feeling ko hindi ko na kailangan mag-order ng Grab. Punta lang ako every, ano, tignan ko, may launch sila. Sige, may kapakain doon. Ang dami ko ng t-shirt, ang dami ko ng ano, swag, ang dami ko ng power bank, water bottles. Tayo na papamigay natin
ballpen,
sa Christmas yun.
Notebook.
Ballpen, notebook.
Ng mga CF.
Suking-suki ka ng mga supplier ng mga gift giveaways. Mga PR gift.
Dapat yun ang business na tinayo natin, hindi podcast. Supplier ng payong.
Okay, so CF Moto.
Anong
yung persona, same question. Who buys CF Motos? Who buys it?
Well, I think what's great about kasi si CF is it's hitting a lot of different markets just because of how diverse and how wide its range is. So, you have from your mga 125, so perfect siya for like a beginner bike. yung mga gusto matuto, matuto mag-clutch, or sa mga female riders. And then you can go, then you have your middleweight segment, you have mga 400cc. And maganda nga is because they're making a lot of different models in the new 450cc platform with the NK, the SR. Then you'll have the CLX. And then you have good. Then you have your 800cc's. And I think from there, wala, CF Moto is just gonna keep going up talaga.
So it's people who ride but maybe smaller displacements who wanna upgrade.
It's very,
and it's also diverse. People who are like, I want to learn how to ride. Mm-mm. And this is a nice bike that I can take on the highway. I can take, and it can do everything I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, their market is
at an incredibly friendly price.
Oh, bang for buck.
Right?
Super sulit yung what you're going to get. You're getting something quality at a great price.
European, ano, di ba? Quality, ganyan, di ba? And yung design.
It looks good. It performs great.
Siguro yun. So, that's what yun. People are thinking about when buying a CF Moto, di ba? Parang,
best value.
Okay to, ah, di ba? Parang, di ba, sabi nga China, parang, oh, China, pero... Ganito, makinis. Diba? Oh, makinis. So, European ano, standards. Diba?
I guess the way it's stratified and categorized, the MV Agusta is really for somebody who's passionate, who knows the brand, who has always wanted one. And when they're 70 years old and they sold their company and they're retiring, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to park it next to my Ferrari.
Yeah.
The Peugeot is more for people who've ridden and they've, like me, I've ridden other bikes and I want something a little bit different.
Uh-oh.
And then I guess the CF Moto is more for people who are interested in riding. They want to try or they want to level up to their first big bike.
Yes.
Galing. Parang galing. Ano, galing. You've got something for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Parang mall, no? Kompleto.
Oo. Oh.
Anong ang kulang na lang siguro dirt bikes. Oh, no. Tatawa si kami. Nabasa ko kanina yan. May nagtanong eh. Nasaan daw yung CF Moto dirt bikes?
Speaking of,
may kakaroon ba tayo? Exclusive podcast information to.
Yeah, okay. So, what are the big things you guys are launching next year? I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a ton of things that are going to keep you busy, and we're all going to have new shirts and caps. But what are like the things that we should look forward to?
Let's start with Peugeot. We're cooking something up. So, especially for the Philippine market. So, of course, still the Django.
Django 400?
Hindi. So, sana matuloy, no? For exclusive for the Philippine market yung sa Django. And then,
wait, Philippine market?
Django
Makina na ng ano yan.
We're thinking about that. Alam ko na yan. So, yun yung sa Django for next year. Sana matuloy.
And Django then, 400?
No, it's still the same, gonna be the same platform. It's still the 150.
Okay.
Kasi yung 400 kasi, it will be competing with the XP400. So, and then for the XP400, of course, we will still continue to yung exporting yung batches of for selling. Kasi, like for the second batch, hopefully it arrives late this year. So, December. So, ang selling niya probably by January to February. Mm-hmm. So, and then, ganun na siya, no? Continuously. Continue nang na mag-i-import tayo ng XP400 for the rest of the year next year. So, that's for the Peugeot lineup. And then, MV muna. And then, for MV Agusta naman. So, as nakita nyo naman sa Eichmann, di ba? So, sobrang maraming ilalabas ang MV Agusta globally.
And there's a lot of news around MV Agusta globally. Yeah. Oh, yun. Okay. What can you share?
Of course, let's start from the yung mga sa mas mabababa.
Yung mga ma-afford ko na MV Agusta.
I mean, for the modest, like for example, yung Brutale 800, it's still gonna be here. So, continuous din yung ano niya. Pero, may iba na yung mga pangalan. It's still the Brutale and then there's the Brutale R and then Brutale RR. Tas different liveries na yung ilalabas nila for next year. And then for the Dragster, ano yung sa Dragster is something interesting kasi
yung dragster natin na
Arioli.
So, meron dragster R, yun yung magiging base model natin. And then the RR naman, I think siguro nakita niyo na yung pictures niyan online. Meron na siyang ano, parang hubcap sa hubcap sa likod. Yeah. Sa likod, no, parang yung mga Rush na models before. So in ano na yon, ginamit na rin for the dragster RR starting next year. So yan yung sa meron pa pala. Of course, continue pa rin yung Turismo Veloce, meron tayong R, merong Luso, merong RC na mga versions, meron pa rin yan next year.
No, wala na. So lahat ng mga RC na nandito, yun na yung last
batch. That's
it.
Mm. Ah, okay, oh, yun na pala yung last batch. Mm-mm. Meron
exclusive na yun.
Oo. Oh, limited na yung RC now is the God. Best time kasi next year wala na yung RCs.
Si Toto sabi, oh, exciting yan. Oh. Ano yan, mag-MV gusto na ba
ito? Tapos, meron pa, of course, yung F3 nandyan pa rin, di ba? F3. And then, yung for the 1,000cc, yun yung medyo okay kasi meron tayong ilalabas yung Ascent, yung limited edition. Nakita nyo na yung kulay blue, di ba?
Oo, ganda nun.
Oh, and ito eh, parang collaboration with the yung circuit, yung Ascent circuit, di ba? So,
parang Nürburgring lang.
Oh, parang Nürburgring. So, ano yan? Definitely by next year. Pero very limited yung dadating dito sa Pilipinas nung model niya. It's a 1,000 Brutale na Ascent. That's the name of the model. And then, nakalimutan ko. Hindi, kasi yung another 800cc na meron tayo is the Super Veloce na yung nakita nyo na rin yan, the 98 limited edition, di ba? Which is derived from, ano to eh, parang in commemoration with the 80th anniversary nung 98cc na engine ng MV Agusta na nagsimula nung 1943. So, ganyan, 80th anniversary. So, yan yung lalo. Yan yung kulay parang maroon na may silver stripes sa gilid. So, I think, talaga dapat originally next year meron na yan pero mukhang makakasingit this next month siguro mga end of the month ng December a few units will be arriving nung Super Veloce 98 limited edition numbered yan only 300 in the world.
Kulay pula ba yan?
Kulay maroon. Yan. Maroon. Parang maroon.
Christmas maroon ba yan?
Pwede. Pwede.
With silver linings.
And then, of course, yung pinaka-exciting for MV Agusta is the LXP 950 Orioli. Lalo yung Orioli.
Yun
na
yung sinasabi ni Gino.
Oo. Yan,
sold na yata.
Yan,
kanina Orioli. Pa yung Orioli ng Orioli. Month sold na eh.
I have no idea what this bike is. Why is Gino so excited about it? Ano order na ba siya?
Kanya na ba?
Baka na ba palitan niya na yung tenere niya.
Yung pipi.
Si Gino, mukhang mayaman. Ugaling kuripot.
Ano to eh, the LXP is sabihin natin, adventure na motocross all-in-one na look.
Holy crap! Yan.
You haven't seen that?
No!
What?
Wait. Wow!
Why? Hindi, sinare natin sa ano.
Oh, yan yun.
In the Ike My episode.
Hindi kasi nagpe-pay attention eh.
Hindi, nasa Japan ako, di ba?
Oh, yan yung inspired by the yung lucky strike na
Kajiva
Elephant, di ba?
Ang ganda.
Actually, matagal nang dinevelop yan. Siguro mga 3 to 4 years ago.
It
took some time for them to finally come out with the final edition, which is called the LXP 950. Yan. Yes. Yung Orioli kasi, that's the limited variant. So, ano lang yan?
Ganda,
500 units shit. Lang world globally. And then, Orioli yan. And then, of course, they also have the base model, which is just the LXP 950. Yun yung base model. So, yan, talagang next year, yan yung talagang the most exciting model that's gonna come out of Varese, diba? So, lahat yan, yung mga binanggit ko na mga motor for MV Agusta, hopefully, ma-launch natin yan sa makina.
Crazy.
Oo, ganyan. Makina Moto Show. And then,
invite mo kami sa launch ng Orioli.
Oo naman.
Siyempre, lagi naman.
Oo. Meron pa nga, nakalimutan ko yung isa, yung Ago na Super Veloce.
Yun,
Ago.
Yun, Bakago.
Red, yellow.
Pero yun, sold out na yun. Lahat ng dadating dito sa Pilipinas na tatlo, wala na, may may-ari na yun. But we're gonna turn it over and maybe invite you guys. Maybe, eh, no? Yeah. We will invite you. We will invite you. Diba? So that's for the MV Agusta.
Pansin ko, hindi tayo ni-invite sa MV Agusta events, eh. Hanggang CF mo to. At saka usual lang tayo.
Di naman. Eto, sabi ko, invite, di kayo ni-invite.
Si Maki lang yung pang MV Agusta. Kami ni Maki yung pang CF photo at saka view show.
Karera, nandun tayo eh.
Oo.
MV Agusta.
Oo, yung ano.
Ah, oo. Nandun si Gino.
Anniversary, di ba? Yung anniversary. Invited kayo.
Oo, tama. Andun tayo pagdating natin sa pinto. Sabi, sir, wala dito pangalan niyo.
Si Maki lang. Si Maki lang.
Diba? Oh, no, yun, yun, for MV Agusta and of course for CF. Yan, sabi mo nga hindi, you can't keep up, di ba? For CF Moto.
Ayun, CF Moto naman.
Next year.
Next year, dami, madami. Pero yun. I think yung pina-exciting is yung coming up, yung so nga, binanggit nga namin na yung 450cc platform, yun talaga yung kina-capitalize ni CF Moto. So November.
Bukas. December 1 na.
December na.
Ayun. Just earlier this month, launch ni CF Moto sa EICMA yung 450 MT. So yun talaga yung ganda pang nun. Off-road ni CF Moto.
Yun.
So,
been...
Tinanong yan, di ba, nung nilaunch yung ano NK 450 NK, may nagtanong niya si Darwin yan. Meron ba lalabas na
off-road, ganyan. Adventure.
Parang adventure.
I mean, it's about time. I mean, kasi si CF, I mean, you've got a great lineup na sa mga naked bikes na. And then, I think the 800 MT was like, it's like, parang preempting na na. CF Moto is headed in that direction because they do pretty well already sa mga power sports segment. So it just makes sense for them to start going in that direction sa off-road capabilities ng mga models nila. Which they're
power sports meaning
now.
Dirt ATVs, bikes?
Power sports.
Ah, that's right. That's right. Ooh! Because they already have heritage and experience in those.
Exciting.
Yes.
What's the difference between this one and the adventure touring bike, the one that you used in Negros?
MT 800.
Yeah.
The difference between MT
800
MT
and the 450 MT.
Yeah, mas maliit
makina
siya.
Oh,
no, pero I mean from a off-road capability perspective.
Oh, mas payat yung 450.
Oh, mas
it's really...
Oh, ito yung pang ano, pang back to.
Pang
back 450. Talagang ihambalas ni
Bakto. Kung i-invite mo kami.
CF Moto. CF Moto yan, i-invite kayo.
Si Maki lang na i-invite eh.
Back invited tayo, CF Moto yan.
Joke lang ha.
At may tanong ako. Aside sa CEO, yung tatlong yun, brand ba, meron bang ilalabas ng mga electric?
CCF. May electric naman na sila, which is yung Zeho lineup.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the Zeho.
Well, under CF, may mga electric din sila. So, they're still studying it since it's fairly new.
Zeho kasi is different
brand.
So,
we have the Papio Nova. So, Papio siya na electric. So, it has
Uy,
the...
Papio na electric!
Papio na electric?
Yeah. Same, ano, power ng Zeho.
Oh my God. Testing phase na nga yun. Meron
yes.
na yun.
Oh.
Ano pa?
For the other brands, wala for now. No? Pero syempre, sa global market, makikita mo, di ba, meron silang mga parang teaser, lalo for MV, meron mga electric. Every brand, lahat naman halos ng brand, globally meron. Pero in terms of bringing it
local
out,
release, wala
to
pa.
The market, wala pa talaga. Pero, like
kailan lalabas
MV,
yung Papio na electric?
Alam mo si ate.
First quarter. Jo, paki-bulong.
Ano yung CX?
May electric na CX?
See you guys tomorrow. Dapat kasi nandito ka eh, Joanne eh.
Nasa imprint, nag-ingress.
Ingress na agad.
Ayan,
ingress
sasagot.
Na kaagad. Hindi ba pwedeng umadvance tayo doon?
After this, diretso na tayo.
Kape, makikape tayo.
Ano daw yung CX, Joanne? Nasagot si Joanne.
CX. Electric CX, snacks. Oo nga eh. Si Joanne, dami alam nito. Madamot na sa impormasyon eh. Alam na, ako, agree ako kay Coach Mel. May kulang pa kayo eh. Yung motard na line.
Pwede.
Kung 450 yung 450
yun
engine.
In the future?
Pero so, palitan mo lang ng gulong yun. Motor.
No, yung 450 could be the base.
Siyempre, yung frame, chassis, iba-iba.
I think the 450 could be a base. I mean, that's the point of a motard. You're basically getting a enduro bike and making it street happy.
Correct. Oh, maliit diba? Ng gulong sa harap, diba? Oh,
ganda nun.
Okay.
18, no?
I have one last question. Out of your entire lineup and what's coming out next year, what bike, and this is for both of you, what bike do you think would fit Mackie? If budget isn't an issue, right? Mayaman naman asawa nito eh. Nanonood yung asawa niya. So baka may Christmas gift. Mackie, Buck, and me.
Malay mo bukas, bumili ako.
Ayun, may CX pala electric.
O yan, pang Coach Mel yan.
Sakto.
Okay, so
for MV Agusta muna. Siguro si
Mackie. Lahat ng ano...
Not per
brand, pero like, you know, like
kayo din.
Ang alam ko na pang CFO usual lang kami. Okay, go.
Hindi, ano nga kita eh, fi-fit ko nga yung si Mackie. Matagal ko nang kilala to eh. Maporma to eh. Gusto nito yung pinipicturean siya.
Papalit lang kami ng mawawala yung video saglit ah. Magpapalit lang yung battery.
Pero may audio.
May audio.
Okay.
Gusto nito yung pipicturean siya, makikita siya. Pogi, oh. So, ito.
galit na si Mackie kay Zeke, eh, kasi nawala siya sa frame.
Oo.
Eh.
Project ako, eh.
Piling ko bagay sa'yo yung, ano, eh, yung 98 limited edition na Super Veloce.
Actually, yan ang gusto ko.
Yung Super Veloce. Super Veloce to.
Game na daw, game na.
Super may
approved. Approved.
Oh, bukas daw. Tama sila.
Naka-appreciate yan in value. It's a good investment, Chris, as a financial advisor.
Tsaka art yun eh.
Kasi ito si Buck, syempre eh, ano to eh, gusto nito.
Ano naman?
Gusto nito yung ibubundok niya, di ba? So, ano to, Orioli to, syempre, LXP.
Yo.
Orioli, di ba?
Oh, kompleto na yun eh.
Oh, kompleto na. Tsaka pag nakita mo yun, itong si ano naman, si Sir Eva. Diba?
CF Moto.
Hindi. For MV.
Papio yan.
Hindi na lang natin.
Papio na yun.
For MV, kahit nasabihin mong sinasabi mo, hindi, wala kang pambili or ano. Pero tingin ko gusto mo yung ina-appreciate mo lang. Eh, diba? So, dun ka sa mga limited. Eh, bagay sa'yo yung mga ano. Like for example, kahit na yung mga hindi ko pala nasabi yung Rush. Merong Rush na Mamba.
Ano yan?
Mamba? Rush pang Mamba. Madali ha.
Parang ano yan. Google
kasi,
yan.
Kasi yung ano, yung Asen medyo ano yan eh, medyo
racing.
Parang racing eh. Tingin ko. Yung gusto mo yung titignan mo lang, doon ka sa Rush na Mamba.
Rush Mamba.
1,000.
Mamba.
Yun, di ba nabanggit yun.
Mamba number 5.
That's another ano new variant for the...
Uy!
Ayan.
Pwede.
Diba, lalagay mo lang sa garahe mo or sa ano mo?
Ang ganda, oh. Pero hindi bagay kay iba yan.
Hindi kasi...
Hindi kasi sa bahay
hindi yan. Hindi kasi sa... Yung chan ko dyan.
Ako yun. Tapos, for Pujo, lahat yun bagay sa inyo. Tingi-tingi sa kayo, mag-jango kayo. Diba? Hindi, yung ano...
Papalitan na nila logo nila.
Yung XP ba sa Monday? Nakasulat na yung pangalan mo doon. Yan,
nakapila
ka. Alam ko na yung XP 400
ba? O, si baka. Ano naman.
So, for CF Moto. Yan. Kung saan kami bagay talaga.
Wala, feeling ko same din eh. Same.
Oo, ganun din. Sa mapoporma, syempre, sa'yo na yung ano, MT. So,
ano diba? Yung kay Mackie sa CF? Ano?
Sa CF?
Hmm.
O, pwede ito mag-CL.
Pwede na sa akin ano, yung pwede... Papio. XO.
Hindi, sa'yo na yung, ano, yung cruiser.
Diego.
Hindi sa akin yun.
Sa'yo na yung cruiser.
Yung abot niya eh. Sa asawa ko yun.
Oo, yun. Sa'yo
yung
MT450.
May bayar na nga ako bukas eh. Camille, Joanne, pakibalot na yung isa.
Bukas.
Oh.
Okay, ako.
May magtampo, sabihin, wala siyang moto.
Nahihirap to si ano eh, sa iba eh. Sa'yo na yung MTX pag lumabas.
Ayan.
MTX.
MTX. Matchy tayo.
Mas malaki lang yung ano sa'yo. Mas powerful.
Okay.
It's still a concept. Oh,
so kailan nyo papadala sa bahay?
Pag dumating.
Alright. Mackie, tanong mo na.
Tanong na natin. Yung pinakamahirap na tanong. Sa mga guests natin. Tanong mo na. Ano ang definition nyo
ng tunay na rider. Diego.
Ako agad?
Oo.
Zoom mo sa mukha ni Diego yung ano, oh, camera.
Yung mukha ni Diego, i-zoom mo. Ilapit mo sa camera.
Ang tunay na rider.
Biro lang. Baka mahiya eh.
Para sa akin, yung tunay na rider, ano yan? Ito yung regardless of ano, basta motor yan, sasakyan ko yan. Diba? Yung, diba? Kahit saan ako yayain, pupuntahan natin yan or whatever. Parang ganyan. Tsaka kahit ano mo to, regardless of
agree.
Brand, diba?
Agree.
Parang wala. Takpan mo yung, takpan mo na yung ano, it doesn't matter for him. Yung tunay na, takpan mo yung badge, yung whatever. Tapos hindi magtatanong, saan ba tayo pupunta? Basta magra-ride tayo.
And hindi, diba? Actually, idagdag ko doon.
Mm.
Yung tunay na rider, with that definition, hindi siya nagtatanong na, ay, masyadong maliit yung motor sa
oh,
akin. Mukha akong tanga dyan.
Mm.
Diba? Alam mo yung gano'n? Ay, hindi ba? Diba?
Basta motor. Diba?
Oh, kahit mukha akong ano, bear on a tricycle.
Yayain mo. Diba? Tara, ride tayo. Eto, may motor dito. Halika na.
Correct.
Sabi, kunin ko yung helmet ko.
Yung ride namin sa Japan, puro naka 125, yung mga Hunter Cub yung ginamit namin.
Tapos kahit saan mo isabak, di ba? Parang hindi mo tatanong, saan ba tayo pupunta? Baka hindi ko kaya yan. Or baka ano, baka malayo. Or baka umulan. yan.
Tapos tatago ka sa ilalim ng tulay para mag-ano.
Di ba? Yun, para sa akin ang tunay na rider.
Agree, diba? Agree.
Walang brand or kahit anong suot niyan, basta naka-helmet, naka ano, di ba?
Oh, basta kumbaga, ano, naka-HJC ka, maganda.
Number one. HJC.
Grabe. Buti pa si Maki yun. Ako. Next sabi, ako eh.
Sabi ni Joe.
Binili ko pa. Si Maki pa yung nagbudol sa akin, bumili ng next. Ay, hindi, pinabigay natin kay Joanne, nainggit ako.
Bumili
ako. And then binudol ako ulit ni Maki. Bumili pa ako.
Eh, ambassador ka naman ng next.
Showbiz. Oo, pang showbiz sagot mo eh.
Oh.
Galing.
Ito, ikaw, kahit saan ka, diba? Ito, kahit umuulan, magra-ride eh.
Huwag lang yung mga trail.
Kala ko kahit saan.
Ayaw mo kasama si Bak.
Ito naman si Bak, ayaw ng hindi
yung trail. Wala.
Ayaw ng diretso.
Sasakit katawan ko dyan, ayaw ko ng ganyan. Niyayaya ako ni Mark dati ng ano eh. Mag-abra.
Hindi ka nabudol ni Mark?
Hindi. Alam ko na eh.
Ako nabudol ako ni Mark tsaka nito eh.
Ah, talaga? Paano ka nabudol?
Kailan yan?
Sandali. Paano ka nabudol?
May bago kaming recruits dito papuntang Campwell.
Doon, di ba? Hindi pa, hindi mo ba natatandaan yun? Tayo ni na Paolo.
Sa sobrang dami na nilang nabudol.
Tayo si Marco.
Madali lang daw, Yun. Tatanungin pa kami, ano ba tingin niyo sarili niyo? Magaling ba kayo? Siyempre, hindi kami marunong magmotor. Para hindi kami pahirapan, di ba? Pero hirap na hirap kami.
Hindi nga pa expectations. So, hindi, kaya hindi, nyo yan.
Hindi namin kaya yan. Huwag nyo kami pahirapan.
Okay, si Camille, ano lang definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Hirap naman sundan yung sagot mo eh.
Ganun din.
Showbiz mo na.
Oo nga eh, hindi. Mga na naman iyot.
Tunay na rider naman. Kailangan guwapo, ganyan.
Ayan, maganda yung sagot ni Diego. It's, I think, the same. Mm-hmm. I guess yung maganda din is, tunay na rider is, it can be anybody, regardless, yung kahit anong motor, sasakyan, siya kahit sino pwede.
Kasama.
So, you can be a guy, you can be a girl, you can be young, you can be whatever age. Basta, kung may gusto ka talagang gawin, gagawin mo talaga. I mean,
basta motor.
Oh. May mga iba pa nga tayo, what? PWD, nagbomotor. They find a way. Yun, they find a way talaga malala. Kung gusto mo talaga.
Yun. Si, ano, obviously, ganyan yung sagot ng boss eh.
Wow.
So she hired the right person. Oh. Eh, siya yung nakasalita eh, di ba? Yung marketing, yung political.
Ang tunay na rider tumatambay sa Dream Boys. Dream Bikes.
And anybody you guys want to shout out to, thank, last words of wisdom?
Oh, and
wala
ano
eh.
Wala ba? Hindi, yung mga events for tomorrow,
yeah,
di ba?
Yeah. Well,
Nasabi niya.
Sinisayin niya sa kanil kami, kaya mo na yan, Jenko.
On behalf of
yung table, din niya kita ka sinisipa.
Yung absent, si Ma'am Jo and Lou. The COO and Kuya Mike. Oh, we are, yun nga, we're gonna launch the 450 CLC tomorrow sa Imprint Customs HQ sa Lower Antipolo.
LA.
Malapit sa Cherry Foodorama.
Tama.
Anong oras to?
4 p.m. onward. So
diyan masarap magmerienda.
So it's open to the public again. Pero sabi nyo, may isasara namin yung gate pag ano, di ba? So it's open to the public. So we're inviting you guys para makita nyo yung bagong motor ng CF Moto na ilo-launch.
Uy, sama mo si Chris. Bagay kay Chris yan.
May mga in-invite din kami na a few ano.
Siya ba yung bibili?
Magagalit sa akin yan.
Siya ba yung bibili?
Siya nag-iaya. Naka-calendar sa amin. Oh, bukas ha. Pupunta tayo doon.
Ayun ang dahilan. Nagpabalot ka na.
Yun.
May ribbon.
Tayo, meron tayong a few guests na in-invite
tumatanggap
doon.
Tumatanggap ba kayong BPI?
Oo.
Go Time Bank. Tumatanggap pa yung Go Time Bank.
Go Time Bank. The bank ng tunay na rider.
So swipe ko yung
papuntahin mo sa amin yan para magkausap Go Time Bank.
Oo, pwede, di ba?
Oo, pwede yun. Visa card yun.
Gagamitin ko yung Go Time Bank pambili ng ano.
So yan, bukas yun. So, and then, of course.
I think you don't have to pitch because everybody
knows about it.
Who is here is gonna be there.
I know.
Ito na eh.
Hindi, magbit-bit na lang kayo ng mga kasama nyo, di ba? Kasama nyo yung mga friends nyo. And,
kung ako sa inyo, doon na tayo.
Sabi mo nga, magpapakain, di ba? O, libre na ang merienda at dinner.
yun.
Baka nga may alcohol pa.
May kape pa.
Para to sa mga manonood ng replay na hindi natin kasama ngayon.
Oh, tara na. Tulog na natin 'yan para pagising natin CF Moto na.
For this year, 'yun yung talagang pinaka ano for CF Moto, yung
last activity for the year.
Oh, apart from
ayaw niyo
sana. Oh.
'Di ba meron pa yung ano December 25.
Wala ba tayong Christmas party?
meron 'yan, may Christmas party pa 'yan. Di ko alam. Ako lang yata na-invite eh.
Oo nga, ako. Hindi. Family pack, hindi. Uy, pero last Christmas, ang ganda ng gift. Si Camille pa yung naghatid sa bahay, di ba? Ikaw pa yung naghatid nun, di ba? Oo. Ang ganda ng gift nila.
Okay. So, yun. Abangan natin. TNR Christmas Party. So, yung mga nanonood dyan, kung meron kayong mga nakatag, mga kalat dyan na gusto nyo ipamigay, dali nyo dito sa amin.
Kailan ba yung Christmas party nyo?
Hindi natin alam.
Basta, hindi ano, nagpa-plano.
Kami may bibigay kami sa inyo.
Yun. And then, next week, we go deep south. Mackie's ride. What's happening next week?
Next week, we will invite yung mga kasama ko namin na nag-ride kami sa Mindanao covering Muslim Mindanao areas. South Cotabato, Maguindanao, North, Zamboanga del Norte, at nagpunta kami ng Basilan. First time
ko. Wow. Ito yung Mindanao Freedom Ride.
Yan. So, inabangan nyo next week.
Alright. And yeah, we out. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, TNR. Yung thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, Cardo, Macbeth, BMW, Popsocket, Peak Design.
Thank you.
Yung raffle namin bukas na lang, punta kayo sa
kayo sa Imprint Custom sa event, magpapa-raffle kami care of CF Moto.
Doon na rin kami mamimili ng winner.
Sila Camila at si Johan yung pipili ng winners.
Good night, Mark Sung.
Good night, pahinga everyone.
Good night, bye-bye.
May personal alalay pa nga pala ako.
Sino?
Yung bata niya na nagpalit kami ng motor, natatakot. Ah! Diba, dala ko scram.
Diba? Oh, attend daw kayo ni Mark.
Tumba ako ng tumba.
Attend, night motor ride.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.